Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they reveal how faith grows for the new believer. Be willing to take what the Word of God says and believe it. Now, here are Kenneth and Gloria.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much today. We open our hearts and we open our minds to receive your plan today for this broadcast. We pray like Jesus prayed. Your will be done on earth in this broadcast as it is in heaven. Your plan. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, and we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah. Gloria, you look stunning today.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
You're very kind.
Let's go back to the book of Romans chapter 12 again, please. And let's look at the third verse today. I want you to listen to these words very carefully, because if you haven't been, let me say it this way. If you're very young in this, in hearing of the word of faith and so forth, listen to the words very carefully, because if you've been, if you've never been in any church at all, and you've just been saved or so forth, like Gloria and I were when we got a hold of this first thing we ever heard. But then you listen carefully, but you don't have anything to unlearn. But now those of you that have heard other things, listen very carefully. Listen with your spirit. Be very conscious and focused on and concentrating on these words. They're not my words. And Jesus said, you remember what he said in the 14th chapter of John? He said, the words I speak unto you are not mine. He said, it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the work. He said, I only say what I hear my Father say. So this is the Word of God. Now listen to it. Verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man among you, the subject of the sentence, the measure of faith. And we talked about that yesterday. This is the faith of God. And we won't go back over all of that again. Well, yeah, we will, because the Lord just said, yes, we will. So, Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. Now, then in 2 Thessalonians 3, 2, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So, he's saying here, the born-again child of God, you can find that in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, 8 through, well, actually the 4th through the 12th verses there, that that this faith comes the moment you're born again. In fact, God gives us the faith with which to receive the new birth when we heard the word of salvation. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and we made the decision, that's me. Jesus, come into my heart. The faith was there to do it.
Amen.
And you were born again, and that's the faith of Jesus. Now, what's the difference between the faith of Jesus and the faith of us? It's exactly the same measure. It's exactly the same faith. Well, of course, it's development.
Yeah.
But as we talked about yesterday, in the nine gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it says the gift of faith, the Amplified Translation says the gift of special faith, which is what it is. It's not saving faith. It is the faith of God at that moment that the Holy Spirit is manifesting Himself. That faith comes under our faith, and for those moments, we are ministering on the exact same level of faith that Jesus ministered when He was on the earth. The Father that dwelt within Him then doing the work, the Father dwelling within us now doing the work. Well, now think about the gifts of healings, working of miracles, same thing. And that's the reason the Lord said, ask me for these things, earnestly covet these gifts. Get in there and use your faith, believe God. Pastors, get before God for it.
Yes.
Now these things, well, that's not my message today. But now here's another thing, and gifts of healings. Hey, same thing. The Holy Spirit in manifesting Himself comes and through us, and for a moment of time there, we minister on the same level Jesus ministered in when He was on the earth.
Praise God.
Now, working of miracles, mm-hmm. Same thing. Now, Jesus could not just turn that on and off anytime He wanted to. What is the Son of God? I know it. But in there in Nazareth, that says there He could, didn't say He wouldn't, said He could.
Yes,
could not
right.
do any mighty works because of their unbelief. Jesus functioned by faith just like you and I do. You can't please God without faith, and He right. perfectly pleased God. Amen. Now, so let's look at that again. He's dealt unto every man among us, every born-again child of God, mm-hmm. the measure of faith. Now then, we all start, when we're born again, with exactly the same measure. Say it, I have the measure of faith.
I have the measure of faith.
Dwelling in my spirit right now.
Dwelling in my spirit right now.
Now then, that measure, let's go to 2 Thessalonians 1. We were just there in the third chapter, 1:3. Now remember, it starts off exactly the same. Everybody, I don't care who you are, the new birth is exactly the same. I mean, we all started out on the same level. That spirit man is born after the Spirit of God by the Word of God. Now notice here in the third verse, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Hey, there's some faith that's growing.
That's good. Exceedingly.
Exceedingly growing.
Yeah.
Now, how does it grow? Diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And then what did James say? Be doers of the Word, not hearers only. So when you act on the Word, faith is released. Help me say this, Lord. Faith is released by words coming out of your spirit, out of your mouth. The Word of God with words in your mouth, Mark 11:23. Whosoever say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and thou doubt, believe in his heart, that those things which he says come to pass, you'll have whatsoever he saith.
Sure.
So, I'm saying it, I'm believing it. But now here's the thing. You can say it, believe it, say it, believe it, say it, believe it, believe it, say it, believe it, believe it, say it. Faith cometh by hearing, you're just hearing all kinds of word, ain't nothing happening. Why? You're not doing anything. It's just building up. What are you doing? You're just getting faith fat. You gotta have exercise. Diet and exercise. Spirit, soul, and body, diet and exercise. How do you get the exercise? By acting on it. Acting exactly like the Word is exactly true. Amen. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added to you. Well, then they will. That's a blood-backed promise. And the scripture says, his promises in him are yes and amen. When you find promises that cover your situation in the Word of God, hey, there's between 7,000 and 8,000 of them. Look like you can find one in there, but you got to get in here and search. You get in here and you read and you study. Great way to do it. You're using the KCM calendar and scripture references on there every day. You read through the Bible in a year. All the time you're saying, Lord, show me what I need to cover my situation here. And you're reading every day. Well, what'll happen, you'll read this verse and you'll think, now wait a minute, yeah, okay. Yeah, Lord, that's right. You may get on that verse, you may spend 2 hours on it. But it's leading you around and you get over there, look at that. That's exactly where we are now. I just flipped that over. I don't recommend this. You don't hold the Bible up and say, oh, God, show me. Like one guy said, he did that. He was in such financial trouble, and he just picked the Bible up and just let it fall, shut his eyes and let it fall and put his finger on. And it said, chapter 11, so he filed bankruptcy.
don't do that.
That's, you know what that is?
Dumb.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb. But now, this is a good example. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. The unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband.
That's a good husband-wife scripture.
Yeah, that's a good husband-wife scripture. And somebody may be dim or they're into it and they don't know what to do. And you're being led around and you run your references. and you come up with that scripture and the Spirit of God goes off on the inside and said, I'm talking to you about that. That's the way the Word works. The 8th chapter of Romans says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. He didn't say they were led by fleeces. Fleeces are doubt and unbelief. You don't ever do that. You'll get fleeced worse than you ever got fleeced in your life because you let the devil in when you do that. Now, let's go to, as I said, 2 Thessalonians. We read that 3:2. Look at it again. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Now, let's go back to the book of Romans and chapter 4. We were in 12. Go back to 4 and look at the 20th verse. This is talking about Abraham. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, here's growing faith. Here is strong faith. All right. Now then, let's look at Matthew chapter 14. Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we will look at Brother Cohen, why don't you just put something in there and flip right over there to it? Because this is the way you do it. I'm doing it the same way you're doing it. You got to look for it. The 14th chapter of the book of Matthew and, what did I say, 31st verse. Matthew 14, 31. Wait a minute, 14th chapter. 14, 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, that's Peter, and said unto him, O you of little faith. So now we've had growing faith, we've had strong faith, we've had little faith. Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 4. And we will look at the 40th verse, Mark 4:40. And Jesus said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So we've gone from no faith to little faith to strong faith to growing faith. So that measure that we started out with can just stay right there. But nothing, it can't, nothing in the spirit realm can just stand still. It'll get stagnant and weaker and weaker, or feeble is a better word. Feeble. Oh, it's still there. It's still there, and it'll still work. The reason it's so feeble is because you're not feeding it. You're starving it. So what do you go? You go to the Word of God. You go to BVOVN. You get CDs. You get it downloaded, and you go into total immersion and start feeding. Now, feelings have nothing to do with this. We were living there in Tulsa, and I had preached Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship in Lubbock, Texas. And we were just learning these things then. And I'm determined that when I see something in the Word and it says I'll do this, that'll happen, I'm going to do it. Not that I'm going to see if it does happen. No. I'm going to do it and it does happen. And I had already begun to learn from Brother Hagin that when you're acting in faith, the first thing the devil's going to say is, why don't you feel and see if you got it? He wants to get you back over there in the feeling, seeing realm. Mm-hmm. And if you do, he'll whip you 100% of the time. But if you keep him over in the faith realm, he's nothing. Now, and you resist him, he'll flee from you. Well, it said, he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Jude 20, building himself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So I said, edify. Okay, edify, the Greek word means to charge, like you charge a battery or build up. Okay. So I decided I'm going to pray in tongues all the way from Lubbock, Tulsa. And I did that. I mean, that's a long time. And I prayed that whole time. I got back home in Tulsa, and all I could tell is I got a dry throat. But see, this is not physical edification. It's spiritual edification. Well, I knew that, but I'm young at it, and I'm thinking, well, wonder why, and da 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 da. But so, anyway, I just got in. Gloria said, Brother Tommy Tyson is speaking at a prayer group, so and so's house, and wanted to go. Oh, Tommy's speaking. Yeah, we got to go. Well, I was tired. I was driven half of the day, I said, yeah, we got to go hear Tommy. So we went over there. And when Tommy closed his message, and he said, any of you here that need prayer for healing? And people raised their hands, and there was a woman right there next to Gloria and me, she was right behind us. And Brother Tommy said, Kenneth, you and Gloria lay hands on her, called her name. And so we just turned around there. And, of course, we stood up and we turned around there to lay hands on her. And, whoa. I laid my hands on that woman, and I want you to know, boom! See, my spirit was edified. Mm-hmm. And now, I'm during those days, I was in total immersion. I didn't hear television. I didn't see television, no newspaper. I hadn't read a newspaper through in 50 years. And I just, it come up out of my spirit boom, like a cannon, a fire, the power of God. Man, and the woman was healed.
Praise God.
Can you see what happened? My spirit man built up. What happened in my faith? It's stronger. Diet and exercise. Diet and exercise. Praying in tongues is barbells.
Hmm.
The diet is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Exercise is acting on the Word of God.
Good.
But building yourself up. Uh-huh. A bodybuilder has good diet and exercise, but he's not going to get any bigger until he gets resistance. In the Spirit, he speaks not unto men, but unto God. He edifieth himself, building himself up on his most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in tongues. So, when that's happening, you're a spirit builder. You're getting bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Amen. So now, let's also go. Let's go back to the book of Romans again. Let's look at the 10th chapter of Romans, 17th verse. Here again, I've quoted it to you. I want you to put your eyes on. No, the Lord said, read all the way down through this. This is talking about faith. Let's back up to the 6th verse. The righteousness which is of faith speaks. Now, that's good. The righteousness which is of faith speaks. And we're going to see how that works here in the 10th verse. Look at this. On this wise, don't say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. See, faith doesn't say that. Now, have you ever done that? I have. Back before I knew any better, I said, Oh, Jesus, if you could just come lay your hand on me. And God, I just feel terrible here. I need help. No. So what does it say? Who shall ascend into heaven to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what does it say? Faith, which is of righteousness, says, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Look at the 10th verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how you got saved. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, say, I'm a whosoever, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him and they've not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? Now notice, I want you to notice something. They've got to hear it. How can they hear without a preacher? Anointed, preached word brings faith.
That's right.
How can they preach except they be sent as it are anointed? How it's written, be beautiful feet of them preach the gospel, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing,
yes. And
hearing by the word of God. Of course, it'll come to reading the word and so forth and so on. But the major flow of it is hearing it under the anointing of God, and your faith rises up and takes and feeds upon it.
Yeah, that's right.
We're out of time. Gloria and I'll be back.
I was thinking violent
just,
faith.
Yeah, it does.
Praise God.
Yeah, the violent take it by force.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.